Hey, hi everybody. Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I hope you're hopping on. We're going to give you a couple minutes to come on. We missed you. We haven't been on Facebook Live in a while. So anybody that doesn't know me, my name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. I own Santosha Holistic Center. I've been doing reading since I was about 17. So, and I won't tell you how many years that is, because then you'll know my age. So, and I'm here today. We have Kathleen who is holding our tripod, and of course Karen Sully is with me. And I don't know if you've guessed yet where we are. Okay, I hope you have. We are at the Stump in Lilydale, and I have got to tell you that the Stump is probably hands down. I love Lilydale Assembly all the way around, but the Stump really is my favorite. And I can tell you, like, just kind of standing here where I am is you can really hear, feel the energy. The energy is amazing here. And take a look at the Stump. There was a time that the mediums actually would stand. You can see the stairs here. And there were times, in fact, when I first came to Lilydale, I was going to Fellowships of the Spirit school. And at that time, we actually stood on the Stump to do to give readings, to give messages. And as scared as I was, I'll admit it, okay, standing here, and I'm sure Karen and Kathleen will agree with me, that you can really feel the energy, and it's just amazing. So what the mediums do now, again, is they don't go on there. They stand right here. And really, to me, the energy is just as strong. Whether you're on it or around it, both are good. So the Stump is located, again, we're in Lilydale Assembly, and we're in the Leland Woods. And the Leland Woods, and I'm going to have Kathleen, she's got us on camera there. But if you show the woods, and even show, like, at the top, at the top of the trees, a tree falls down on its own, they leave it there, you know, and maybe an animal finds a home in it. I've gone by trees and there's squirrels, you know, that are living in the tree, and that's what they do. So, but if you look at the top, I mean, I always kind of say that this feels to me like we are in a cathedral. It really is. It's like a beautiful cathedral in the middle of the woods in Lilydale. And what the mediums do when they're here, if you've not ever been here, I'm sure a lot of you probably have, but if you haven't been, you'll see all the benches, all these benches. And these benches are usually completely filled with people, you know, and sometimes there's even standing room only. All right. And what a medium does, matter of fact, I'm a medium, so I can tell you, I did it today, in fact, is a medium will come up here and they're called up. And there are Lilydale mediums, there are student mediums, there are visiting mediums. And I'm just going to throw this in there. There's always a registered medium that hosts Stump service. So the first week in September, I am hosting the 4 o'clock Stump service. So I would love it. Anybody that would like to serve and come out and practice your message work, come on out, or come out and get a message. You can sit, again, like in any of these benches, and somebody will call you. And I'll tell you, this year, you know, because of COVID, we didn't know if Lilydale was going to be open or not, and it is, you know. And at the Stump, normally during season, there's a 1 o'clock service and a 5:30 service. And this year, it's a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock. So I'm serving at the 4 o'clock. And what they do, and maybe Kathleen, you could show them the sunflowers on the seats, because what they're doing here, you know, because we're practicing social distancing here in Lilydale, is people sit where there's a sunflower. So it's perfect, and it's perfectly measured out. Some benches allow two people, and some allow one. So that's what you do, is you kind of come out and sit, and And, you know, there are a decent amount of people coming to Lilydale. I would say not as many. And people say that to me too, you know, how do you know you're going to get a positive message? And, you know, and you know, how can you make sure you're working with better energies or higher energies? And you know what? All you have to do is set your intention. And it's, I want to be a healer, first of all, because message work is healing work. So we're healers. You know, we want to deliver healing to people. So I set my intention that I'm a healer. And then I set my intention that it's going to be for highest and best. And guess what? Intention is so powerful. If you remember to set your intention, you're going to connect with a higher energy and you're going to give a healing message. So it's all about trusting. People that come to my classes, if any of you are on, I can't see who's on, but I always say link, don't think, and trust, right? And that's really what it's all about. One of my teachers, his name was Chris Slachter, and he's actually in spirit now. He was a healer at Fellowships of the Spirit and taught us, and our class actually was lucky because we were the last class to have him. And he always said, link, don't think. So I'll just give you like a tip, okay? So say you're trying to connect to your intuition for yourself, because you can do that and you can get messages for yourself, okay? And if you meditate and you just kind of focus, you know, on the right side of your brain, okay, and you link in because that's where your intuition is, okay, and you just trust, and you trust, maybe you close your eyes and it's a picture that comes into your inner vision, or it's some words that come into your inner vision, or you get a feeling. If you're connecting to that side of your brain, it's going to be a message from spirit. People ask me that too. is how do you know it's not your own thought and that it's spirit? Okay. And you can know that it's sharper and clearer, okay, than a thought. And if you're staying connected to the right side of your brain, that's how you're going to get it. So just do that. You know, I encourage you to practice all the time. You know, a great way to practice, because we're all born with a connection to our intuition, every one of us. And so we let it go sometimes as we go to school and we stop being connected to our imagination, but we're all connected to it. And all we have to do is get back to it, trust it, connect to the right side of our brain, and just let it come through, and it will every time. And set your intention, okay, that it's for healing purposes every single time, and it will be. So we're going to walk through. I want to give you a little tour. What we're going to do today is I'd love to give you a little tour of Lilydale. I should tell you this. So Lilydale is open 7 days a week, okay? They're letting limited people in the gates this year. But if you go online, Lilydale Assembly, I think it's .org, okay, you can buy a ticket, a gate pass, before you get here, so you can be assured that you'll be able to get in the gates, okay? And what they're doing here, there's plenty to do, okay? They have the 1 o'clock service right here at the Stump, okay, and you can come and get messages. There's quite a few mediums. Not all the mediums are doing readings, but there's quite a few that are. There's a 2:30 service that's in the auditorium, and we're not near there, but I'll show it to you when we start driving around in the golf cart. You get to see me drive a golf cart pretty soon. So there's a 2:30 service, and that's with a speaker and then a medium, okay? And then there's a 4 o'clock service right here again at the Stump where you can get messages. So it's worth the drive down, I think, and there's 2 weeks left. And again, okay, I'm going to remind everybody, I am chairperson of the Stump right here, okay, the 4 o'clock service, the last week of the season, and then I think it's August 31st until like September 6th or 7th, so somebody could correct me, it's like Monday to Sunday or something. So I'd love to have you come down. If you're a student, you want to practice giving messages, I'll stand here with you if you're scared, okay, and also or you can just come down and have a seat and get a message, because you probably will, because, again, there aren't as many people as usual, okay? So a little bit about the Bauhaus.
Sure. So the Bauhaus came to be last year. It's our second year.
Yeah, second year.
we researched the we're going to rename the old Sunflower. And when we looked into the history of Lilydale, I ran into some blogs from Ron Nagy. Ron Nagy is the historian here at Lilydale.
Yeah.
And there was a woman named Amelia Colby back in 1906. And she was kind of put in charge of clearing the paths and the woods and making trails. And
wait, hang on 1 second. Ask them if they can they hear us? Because there's not a mic on that. Do you have people saying they can hear? Tell them to give hearts if they can hear. Give hearts if you can hear. Okay, all right, go ahead. I apologize. I just heard Spirit tell me to ask that. So.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll try and talk louder.
Okay.
So, a woman named Amelia Colby back in 1906, before the auditorium was even built, was put in charge of clearing all the trails. The stump wasn't quite there yet, so they were clearing out all those paths. They needed a place to gather. So they took all that wood, and they intertwined it and made a giant tree bough house. And they put flowers in between, took the logs, made benches. And it was where they first gathered. They called it the Bough House, the gathering place. And it was right here where the restaurant stands, right in this area.
Wow.
And it sat about 300 people.
Wow.
And for the first three seasons of Lilydale, this is where they had met. And they had talked and had gathered and had given messages in the beginning. And then eventually that fell apart to the weather. And they got the auditorium built.
Oh, okay. Okay, we were
so
just
talking really,
about that.
There was really no other name for it. I mean, it was just, this is what this originally was. It was the Bauhaus. Before this was built, before anything was built, this is where the Bauhaus was in Lilydale.
Wow. I love the history. There's so much history here in Lilydale. That's another reason you have to come down if you haven't ever been or you haven't been this year is the history. I love that. So, okay, so I've been coming here a lot this season, and I love coming here because I love the food. Chef Jordan is an excellent, excellent cook. But we were had lots of stories. You was telling me about the food and how you decided the food and things like that. Do you want to tell them?
Yeah, well, you know, I had been coming here and catering pretty much every major event for the past 7 years.
Okay.
Whether it was Ann Gaiman's 80th birthday party, Frank and Shelley DeKai's 50th wedding anniversary, there was a major event. I catered it. I was blessed to make the tea for the monks when they came.
Wow.
I've just been a part of this community and just growing a little bit more. A few years back, the board of directors approached me and asked me if I would open up a late night cafe called Spirit Cafe, which was going to be up at the picnic pavilion.
Right.
Late night because none of the restaurants were open late.
Right.
A lot of our guests wanted a place to eat. And that's kind of how it really started. I would work. Opening up this restaurant, we all kind of came into place with his wife, Lisa Williams.
Right.
We all kind of brought something to the table and kind of created this great team. And last year we opened up for our first season. And let me tell you, it was magnificent. It was great. We were busy.
Yeah.
We really, I think, exceeded the expectations of our guests. We made sure that we addressed everyone's dietary needs, whether it be a gluten allergy, dairy. All of our menus were clearly marked. We had lots to offer for vegan and plant-based, as well as dairy-free food.
Yeah.
And, you know, we looked at it as a great opportunity to reach those people who don't normally have many choices when they go out to eat.
Right.
But we also had all the classics along with it, too.
So. Oh, yes, definitely. And I like that, too, because there are a lot of good choices. You can eat as healthy as can be and watch your diet here, or you can have really good French fries that we've enjoyed a few times.
So yeah, I've been asked for my secret on the fries, and I won't give it away.
You won't give it away.
We just call them Irish pub fries.
I would say that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I know one of the things that I liked when the Bauhaus opened, because I've been coming to Lilydale for years and years as well, and not this year because of COVID, but normal or do you offer breakfast? I like
we do. So normally we have a full service breakfast. This year we had to really scale everything back. We're only probably doing about 15% of our menu.
Okay.
This year. I went from a staff of 35 to 40 to 4.
To 4, yeah.
So,
we're
here to serve the community.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you and I have talked about how it feels to be in Lilydale and the energy of Lilydale.
It's absolutely beautiful. I tell you, I was drawn to Lilydale. I had come here after I retired from the service, and I had gone up to the stump with my now ex-wife and her mother and a woman named Patricia Price, who I am studying underneath to be a minister, she gave me a message, and that message just blew me away. Mm-hmm. It really piqued my interest in spiritualism. Mm-hmm. She looked right at me, and she asked me if I wanted a reading, and I very, very nicely said, no, thanks, I'm good. And she just kind of looked at me. And you know Patricia can be.
Yeah.
She gave me the look, and I said, okay, sure, go ahead.
Wait,
and,
I got to say this. Most people don't say, no, thanks, I'm good, when they get a message at the stump, right?
Yeah. I was not a believer. I was just along for the ride, trying to make my wife happy.
Yeah.
So we're up there, and she looked right at me, and she says, Sean says he loves you. He's not mad, and he's proud of you. Now, Sean is a man, a Marine that I proudly served with, who lost his life saving mine in Kandahar, Afghanistan.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, I just started to bawl like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
And then she started to continue to give me more and more affirmation as it was him. And then she chased me down.